Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, but in fact, Monday was so manic. Really, Monday girl, it was not manic. It was Labor Day. It was a three-day weekend. Hey, had to rush to get, like, you know, the cheddar brats going, because we had some people that had to leave, and did fun things like help jumpstart cars. Oh, you know, beautify the neighborhood. So all those crazy things that I got, you know, that MG needs to get done on her to-do list, and the things that weren't originally on my to-do list, I added so I could cross them off and go, ha, 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 I'm more virtuous than I think. Yeah, okay. Now, as you may have known, we're talking about, because it is technically meteorological fall. Now, okay, the astrological fall does not start for another 17 days, the 22nd, with the autumnal equinox, which is when, no, it does not mean you can balance an egg. It simply means equinox equal night. That means the length of the days and the nights are even. The same number of hours of insolation versus same hours and minutes of night. That is what that means. Okay? So, That being said, we all know it is back to school. Woohoo! Back to school. As a matter of fact, Money Girl is in week 2 of this semester and is not yet behind. Hooray! Yeah, Money Girl! Now, I do not know how Stats is doing. Stats is also, Big Stats is also a student. We do go to the same college. No, we don't see each other because life does not exist outside of the business building. Oh, come on. Did you really expect Money Girl to say anything else? Technically, that's not true because it would be the business building and Drescher Hall. But they're closing down Drescher Hall because, well, let's see. It was built in 1994. That we need to find other places to put the seismograph and a couple of other things. It honestly, it does not look like it was built in 1994. It looks like it was built in 1974. On a good day, downhill with tailwind, with the asbestos ceiling tiles, with the holes in them. Okay, so back to school looks a little bit different for us non-traditional students. However, some things don't change. You need money. So one of the things Stats put in a request, and he very rarely makes a request of Money Girl, was, Money Girl, can you please like go over the different types of funding that people have? Why? Because he was snookered. Financial aid told him a tissue of lies to keep him enrolled in 6 units during, okay, which is like full time. Full time. That's like taking 12 units. Okay. And I mean, I've done it. I've done 8, 5 of which were accounting. It is its own kind of crazy making. Yeah. It really is its own kind of crazy making. Because you are focused. You have to be focused. You have to be willing to put in the time. All right. All of that aside. So what are the different types of student loans? I know because remember we're talking about this is September, making money work for you. So student loans. Oh. He's going on. They were trying to get him into a private plus loan, which none of it panned out. I will say that the particular people in financial aid at this particular collegiate institution are less than forthright and don't necessarily, let's just put it this way, other students have had issues. And they have become known for things not going well for their students. However, they are better than some other institutions, one of which is not very far from me. They only, if you don't get in and do your student loans and everything in one specific time frame, that's it. You don't get anything for the rest of the year, which is incorrect, particularly if you're applying for federal student loans. And by that, what do I mean? I mean the type of student loans that most people think of, okay? And by that, I mean federal student loans, which are direct. Those are what we call Stafford loans. Okay, these are the Federal Direct Loan Program Stafford loans, and these are available to both undergraduate and graduate students. And yes, MG has gotten both kinds. Subsidized, and they come in two types. Sorry. No, it's not Eris or whatever the new variant is. No. Yes, I've tickled my brain. No, it's not Rona. Okay. So you have subsidized Stafford loans for both undergrad and graduates, and you have unsubsidized loans. Well, the difference is when you start your repayment. And we need to remember that I'm going to say evil words under Trump, which was the CARES Act, C-A-R-E-S Act, passed in March 2020 in response to the pandemic. Our student loan rates have been zeroed out until last month. Okay. The moratorium ran through May. It's even been extended out even farther than that because of the ruling on the legality of student debt forgiveness. So in all the worst cases, loan repayments do not start again until October. If you do not believe me, please go to FAFSA.gov, and that is Frank A. Essay, which is Free Federal Loan Assistance. Okay. These are what, when you apply, when they say, oh, my FAFSA money, that's what they mean. This is not a private loan. Private loans are horrible, such as, Discover said, we'll give you a private loan if you want to pay us 12% interest for the next, five, 6 years. And they were going to check my credit. By the way, that was a 55-0 points ding on my credit. They hit my credit for 50 points. And when you're up, and I had to have a cosigner. This is why Money Girl does not recommend this. Please, please, please exhaust every other resource. Because there is nothing more humiliating than having to go to your parent and say, will you please co-sign my student loan so I can continue to go to grad school? It's a... Now, that being said, it does make a difference where you go. If you go to, on average, students on the West Coast, we're talking Utah, New Mexico, Nevada, California, Wyoming, Hawaii, Florida, Washington, right? Florida, not on the West Coast. They just want to think they are. They just want to be good like us. So primarily the West Coast, with the exception of Florida. Who knew? That is where students emerge from a four-year college with lower debt rates. Utah being the lowest on average with $17,935 average in debt. Now remember, this is for right at the cusp of the pandemic, right? This is for the latest year we have available because they just closed 22-23, so this is 2021. So this is everything, all the student loans people have applied for from 30th, 2020, which is after the CARES Act, which reset all the student loan amounts to zero. And yes, Money Girl is very grateful for that because it took $1,500 off my Sallie Mae loan, as in 1500. Because they kept hitting me for accrued interest and accrued interest and accrued interest. And MG said, excuse me, if you are in fact taking federal money and are Sallie Mae, which is a federal subscriber, well, it's not a Stafford loan, then you need to abide by these rules. So, not only that, but my credit has gone up slightly. It is still in the credit ghetto of below 700. Okay, so yes, Money Girl is a sad, broke post grad student. Eating at Dollar Tree. So everything I tell you, you know it's 100% on the up and up. This is all the realness, right? Did, in fact, go to an East Coast school where 62% of all students have roughly $39,000 in student loan debt. Now, MG's total is much higher. Because remember, Money Girl financed both her bachelor's and her master's. So you can do both, but remember, you do have caps. For the federal student loan, that cap is $138,500. So technically, I could go back and pick up another degree. However, Money Girl is not doing that. So, you know, 60, and I'm not alone, right? I am with the other 66% of public college graduates that have loans that average $25,500. Private, this is really me, 75% of private not-for-profit college graduates have averaging $32,300. MG's is actually higher than that. Now, 88% of graduates from for-profit colleges, by that I mean we mean like we're talking about Bryman, we're talking about ITT Tech, we're talking about Capella, we are talking about those kind of colleges where it is for-profit and they will say they are for-profit. They're usually they have a different accreditation professional, that third party that will go through and accredit them so that they're able to get these student loan products. Okay, so those are federal student loans. So you either have the direct, which we've been talking about, and they're subsidized, right, which means that the interest rate is capped, it's fixed, and you don't have to worry about paying it back until 6 months after you graduate. Which, y'all remember the rainy day fund envelope? You need to put up a separate envelope in a separate place to start being able to pay that back. And if you can, pay the interest before you graduate, because it will help in the long run. Because, well, it's only 2%. Yes, it's only 2%, but 2% means that will double, and by that we mean your accrued interest will double every 4.5 years. So, yes, it's only 2.5%, which is still better than the 10% it used to be, the 12% Discover was offering me, and the 9% Sally Mae was going to give me. Okay? Now, for those of you that are under 24 and still living at home, you're going to have your parents' supply for a PLUS loan, which are private student loans. That's why they're called PLUS. Not particularly great things. Kind of on the expensive side, and really the terms are, as with Discover, right? Oh, well, you know what? Your money keeps accruing even while you're in school. And it will accrue at a 9% rate. And then when you get out, you'll be paying 12%. And it's a variable rate. So, you know, if the interest rates go up, which they have, then your interest rate is pegged to that. So then you pay another 5% over what the Fed funds rate are. Yeah. So when the Fed funds rate are going up, I would be paying roughly 14%. That is a car loan. It's how you use your money. So just remember, you have your parent loans, you have your graduate plus loans. Okay, so those are some of the big differences for student loans. And if you want to know, if you ever have any questions about this, I recommend debt.org, FAFS.gov, which is the federal student loan, because they have pages and pages and pages of loan disclosures, how student loan debt would affect you, the different types of loans. You have to sign a master loan agreement. Each understand financial implications of what you're paying for. You remember all those people on social media and Fox News are going, well, you know, if it's not important enough to you to pay back your student loans, why should I subsidize you? Yeah. The answer is, of course, we understand that we will have to pay this back. This means that when I graduate with a degree in environmental studies, which I will add to the other collection of wallpaper, and that I will have to start paying this back after 6 months. Now, I'm not alone. Remember, I'm in the same boat as 7.5 million other students. Okay? That we all have these student loans. People are talking, oh, how on earth am we going to pay for this? Remember I talked about the Stafford loan? Better known as the subsidized direct loan, which usually goes to people like me who are broke. Then you have the unsubsidized loans, which are at a higher rate. Is currently 4.3%. Under the CARES Act, it was locked in at 4.3%, okay, which is still a better deal than I would be getting from some other places. So these are people who are financially independent. Basically what it means is if you are over 24 and no one is claiming you on your on their taxes, you can file as being financially independent, which means that you get more money. So the limit is from $5,500 from a first year to $12,500, depending on what year you are in school. As a provisional graduate student, I did get that $12,500. So, but then I had to go through and prove that I had taken the other classes that fulfilled those requirements. I did have to get a $5,000 bridge, a $5,000 loan from Sallie Mae, which is why I was looking to try and get that. Okay. So you have Stafford loans. Remember, your Stafford loans cannot exceed $138,500. So if you're going to med school, yeah, you got to find other ways to finance your education. Actually, med students can borrow up to $40,500 annually and are capped at $224,000 in total. So when you figure out how long you're going to be having to go to school, maybe not so much. Now, but what about consolidating your loans? That is a topic for another day. Basically, loan consolidation gives you one payment, one place, but you're stretching out your payments over a longer time. Really, it isn't the best situation, and it keeps you from being able to access things such as student loan debt relief, and there are other ways besides Biden where that is possible. Now, I wanted to say thanks again to Big Stats for being able to have this time and this platform to talk to you about how to make your money work for you when you go back to school. Okay, so thank you again to Big Stats and the Splendificus Foundation for the inspiration for being able to have this platform for money and Money Girl's Manic Money. Now, Money Girl will be back on Monday, which is the September 11th. Until then, I will see you on the flip side, and Money Girl is out.